B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's the number for Sound Off. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave us a message. We review the messages. We select certain ones for play on the air. Let's see what we have today.
What I saw when they played Boston was bad defense and poor offensive execution. Mike, if this doesn't get corrected, how's this going to make me feel any better if they're beating up on inferior teams, but when they play the top teams, they play like crap?
They haven't played the top teams with this particular alignment yet. I mean, they played a top team and beat Golden State. They played a top team and beat Denver. Boston didn't go that well. But you got to wait it out and see. They're a different team now. You can't say they don't beat the good teams. They never used to beat the good teams with an inferior lineup.
I wonder if Andy Reid called Brett Brown today to see if he wanted to buy any of those unused timeouts that Andy's been storing up all these years. Sure would have been nice to inbound that ball at half court last night instead of the baseline with 1.8 seconds to go.
Well, that's true, actually. They wasted that last time out. They didn't have it to inbound it at half court, so they weren't going to get a good shot off.
So, Mike, for me, a good coach takes advantage of teams' weaknesses. J.J. Redick can score, but he can't stop anybody. So what do? They take advantage of that. When T.J.'s in a game, they take advantage of that. Brett Brown, do you not watch game film? Do you not know how to take advantage of the mismatches that you may have? Embiid is a mismatch on everybody that's 16. But yet you got him out at the three-point line.
I can't argue with any of what you just said. And you shouldn't have TJ and JJ on the floor at the same time against teams that are going to exploit them. And Boston does it all the time.
Now, this isn't no anti-Ben Simmons call. I love Ben. However, he's got a man up when he goes to the rim. Whatever reason, Ben, he goes to the paint, he just fades away from the basket or contorts his body in some awkward position to make it so much harder on him to make a layup or a dunk.
He's
obviously afraid to go to the free throw line. He's just got a man up. You miss it, who cares?
No, that's exactly why he does it, because he's afraid to go to the free throw line. Now, lately I've been seeing, I like the way it's coming off the fingertips a lot better. You know, so maybe that's improving. But still, you know, it's funny, because the first free throw, he'll keep the elbow in. The second one, well, I'll have the elbow out and it's offline.
Yeah, he works on it a lot. It's just, It's going to take more time than the fan base is willing to be patient for.
And when you get the elbow out, you're steering the ball towards the basket rather than shooting it.
Mike, this Fultz has really got some nerve. Where does he get off taking a shot at the Sixers organization after they really did everything to help him? And not to mention he's claiming he's getting pushed really hard in Orlando. The guy hasn't even been on the floor yet. He's a total weasel, a fraud, and a liar.
Well, he is a total weasel. But what's interesting about this is that there's so many Brett Brown haters. But don't criticize one of our own. We may hate our brother, but if you criticize the brother, he come right at you. A lot of Brett Brown defenders today, because Fultz said, I think it excites me that I have coaches that's going to push you to be better and not just tell you what you want to hear. But you're such a baby, they had to tell you what you wanted to hear.
Hell of a win last night by the Sixers. But I said to myself going into the game, you know, this is the worst team in the NBA. 17 losses in a row. We need to smash these guys after coming up short against Boston. And we limped across the finish line.
Yeah, but that's all right. They played with the Knicks last night. Who cares? The Knicks cut into the lead. They were never danger losing that game. Sometimes you get bored when you play a bad team.
All right, so people are pissed off at Brett Brown. All right, well, it's okay. Let's say you get rid of him. Who the hell are you going to pick the coach? There's three good coaches in the NBA. Everybody else sucks. And you can't just say, part of Brett Brown. Who the hell else can coach? Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, and the dude from the Celtics. That's it.
the Kansas fires them. There are no good coaches. Moron.
The exclamation to fire a coach is based out of frustration. They don't. In reality, you can't fire him certainly now, but you can always find a guy that you think is going to be a good coach. I mean, Toronto found this Nurse dude. He turned out to be a pretty good coach.
The Nets coach looked like he can coach. He comes from the same Popovich tree. The Bucks coach can coach.
Exactly. You can always find a guy. So, you know, Brett Brown, if he doesn't win the East, is in trouble, I think.
Hey, Mike, you were mentioning how Ben Simmons has problems with the picket fence. I think we need to set up a meeting with him and Jim Schwartz. Problem solved.
There you go. Picket fence defense. Jim knows a lot about it.
Yes, this is professional golfer Matt Kuchar. Trying to reach LaShawn McCoy. Hey, Shady, I heard you once left a $3 tip on a $300 restaurant tab. Slow down, Rockefeller. You're spoiling it for the rest of us. Stop leaving the big tips, bro.
I'm really happy for him to have a great week and make a good sum of money. For making $5,000 is a great week. $1,000,002, dude. Seriously. I just can't get over the comment. Like, if I'm Matt Kuchar, I go, all right, I've been outed. I'm going to make it good. Yeah, in retrospect, I did the wrong thing. Boom. End of story. You stick to your story. It's like it makes you look like a heathen.
His follow-up is, I offered him an extra $15,000. Now, look, that's still only about 1%. Not the 10 that, and the guy said, you know what?
The caddy turned it down. I wouldn't turn it down. I'm not where the caddy is off turning it down $15,000. Because I'd take the $15,000 and I'd still complain.
Mike, that game was like a playoff loss. Like, seriously. Like, if we still can't beat the Celtics, then we made all them trees for nothing. And Brett Brown definitely need to be fired. I can't take no more of this.
Boy, there are a lot of Celtic calls. Still, they played a game last night. Nobody cared. The Celtic hangover.
I have a Valentine's Day poem. Roses are red. Patriots jerseys are blue. Tom Brady lost to Nick Foles in Super Bowl 52. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and Tom will say, roses are red, violets are blue. I got 9 in my pocket. How many do you?
I would have liked to have seen Corey Brewer in that game last night as opposed to Furkan. He's just chippier. He's a little bit tougher. He's longer. He's leaner. Same production. But he played with an edge. They were nasty on that West Coast trip. Furkan doesn't look like he wants to get his hair messed up.
Again, this is like after the Celtics game, because Furkan saw no time last night. So this is still leftover Celtics calls.
These are still active Celtics calls coming in.
I like Corey Brewer when he's here with that feeble team they had. You don't need Corey Brewer now. You got better Corey Brewers.
The opposing team's starting center has 2 fouls in the first 5 minutes of the game, including a technical, and doesn't pick up his 3rd foul until 10 minutes to go in the 4th quarter. How are you not spending the rest of the first half and 3rd quarter attacking him every chance you've got to try to get him to pick up 3, 4, 5 fouls? That is ridiculous.
People just won't let it go. They won't let the Boston game go. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Soundar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got an
opinion? I don't like them.
What are the
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.